Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Maseches Chagiga. Dav Gimel Beis, picking up on the top of the page. Second, last words on the line. V'afu Pasuk V'dar. Rashi also going to be dashed the following. Rashi says, who's this? V'afu. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yesterday's daf, we started with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dashing some things, and now it continues on with that. And he says the following. The Pasuk says, in the Koheles, a.k.a. Ecclesiastes, Divrei Chachamim, the words of the Chachamim, Kidarvonos, they are like goads, a type of stick that's used to direct an animal. Ukimasmoros, masmoros nituim baaleasufos nitu meroa echad, and they're like nails that are well planted. These are the sayings of the masters of assemblies, baaleasufos, given from one shepherd. Ah, a classic pasuk. We all know what that means. And for the Gemara, ulamanim shul divrei Torah ledarbon. Why are the words of Torah considered like this stick that directs these things? Lomer, like a prodder, lomer lecha, to come and teach you. Ma darbonze, this prodder, the mechavin esapara letlameha lohotzi chayim leolam, it goes and it guides the cow to its furrows in order to bring out life. Rashi says, letalmeha shuros hama'ana, these are the rows that is going into planting things, was even bringing it to life, because now things are going to plant over there, they're going to grow over there. After every Torah, mechavin es lomdeyan midachim isadachayim. So too, the words of Torah, they are going to guide a person from death to life. Ima darben zem mitaltel. Now, maybe you would have thought, if the words of Torah, they're just like the prater, and one would think, just like this thing is a metaltelin, it's movable. Avdevre Torah metaltelin, so to the words of Torah, they're movable also. You know, here today, gone tomorrow, they don't last forever, and you know, you have to listen. Tama loer, masmeros. In other words, they are like nails, and they're stuck in place, and no way, the Torah is for all time. Ima masmer zeh, chasav liyoser. Okay, but if you want to say they're like nails, you think like just like this nail, it is something which is, the nail takes up space and it makes something become smaller because of it, right? If you drive a nail into the wall, it makes the stuff move out of the way, and now the nail takes up the space. Rashi says, you hit into the wall, it takes up space and it makes it smaller. You think the same thing, and right, so you would think that maybe what's going to happen is that after Torah chaser and v'lo yaser, and so too the words of Torah are also going to head, and they're gonna take away, but they're not going to increase for those who are involved with it. In other words, being involved with it, then maybe the costs that come along in order to keep a Torah lifestyle, you're going to lose out. Taman lo made it to in. Nah, these things aren't planted. And what does that mean? The manatia zupar v'rava, just like when you go and you plant something, and the tia, a sapling, where you go and you plant it, it grows. After v'tara v'rava, so too, v'tara also, they're going to multiply. You're not going to lose out by being involved with teva. Balei Asufos, the master of assemblies. What does that mean? Ailu Talmid Chacham Shioshon Asufos Asufos Askom Etar. These Talmid Chacham that sit together with all different groups and they shtag. Halalu Matam Belodu Matar. These ones come to be Matam things. These are come to Matar. Halalu Osen Belodu Matir. And these go Aser and these Matir. Halalu Poslan Belodu Machir. And these ones make it Potsel and these ones make things Kosher. Shama Yomer Adam Heichani Lomitor Meata. The person's going to say, how am I even going to learn? How am I going to? You see what's going on? This is crazy. All different machloksim here. There's no way to know if this thing. Do I pass on this? Is it tar? Is it tummy? Is it usher? Is it mutter? Is it pasul? Is it kosher? Tamid lomar kulam nitnu mir echad. Therefore comes to tell you that all this comes from one shepherd. Kel echad nesanim. One God gave them. Says Rashi. Ein lecha mibni. No one's bringing a raya from another God's Torah. It's only from our God. One leader said them from the mouth of the master of all. Baruch Hu. Rashi says, "Ein lecha mevi raya midivrei navi haba alach lecha Moshe Rabbeinu." The governing navi is going to go and argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Dechsev aydare elokim es kol advarim ha'ela. Hashem spoke out all these words. Af ata asei azecha k'afrer kesis. So too, you should make your ear like an afar kesis. What's an afar kesis? You ask. I'm glad you ask. Rashi explains that that's the part of a mill that you funnel things in, the grain goes through there in order to get it all ground up. You pour all that stuff in, but then only a little bit's going to come out after you get it all ground up, and you refine it. So Rashi says, le Liban. Since all their hearts are Shemayim, I say Azecha Shemaas v'lamud v'da divrei kulan. Go learn all of them. Ukishiteda l'havchin. And when you figure out to be able to distinguish, Eze yichshar kava alacha l'kamoso. You know which one is going to be kosher. You make the alacha like it. And Zafarkesis is the thing in the Rechayim, another thing. Ukere lecha le mevin. So what you do? Make your ear like this. This thing is part of the millstone, and then lishmo is divrei mitamin. Ukere lecha leiv mevin. You should acquire for yourself a heart that's able to understand. Lishmo is divrei mitamin. If it's divrei mitamin, to hear all these things. As divrei osim, as divrei matir, as divrei posim, as divrei machshir. Listen to all these things. And then afterwards, you can go and you can decide what the halacha should go like. Baloshen hazeh omar lehem, and the Rishua said to Rav Yochanan ben Broka and Rav Elazar ben Chisma in the following words: Ein dor yasam. This is all from previous amud. Ein dor yasam shirbi Elazar ben Azari shari besocha. Because Rav Elazar ben Azari is the one who came along and he said these things. He said, "Ah, it's not a generation that is orphaned. That which Rav Elazar ben Azaria is living in." Okay. V'leimu lebedya. This is all from yesterday's Amud. What happened was, is that Rebbe Lazar ben, who was it again? Rebbe Yeshua came along and he said to Rebbe Yochanan ben Broka, Rebbe Lazar ben Chisma, to come tell us ideas that you had heard. And they said, "No, we're just your Talmid, and we're not going to answer you right away. You know, you're the Rebbe, we're the students." And he pushed him, and then he said these things that he learned. So why is it that they pushed it off? Rashi says, "Miad the v'leimer lebehedya miad lama huskiku lomer talmidecha anu." Like, why the v'leimer lebehedya says Gemara? Let's say it immediately. Why do they say we're your students? That's what, you know, you, we're not going to answer you. B'shul ma'isa shaya, because there was a terrible story that actually happened. The time related to Nebraisa. Ma'isa Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis. There's a story about Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis. Shahalach lahakvil panei Rabbi Eliezer below. He went to go visit Rabbi Eliezer and Lord, the healing Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Elos Rabbi Eliezer said to him, "Ma chiddush b'ayah beis hamedrashim." So tell me, what was the chiddush that was taught in the beis hamedrashim? What are you guys stagging over there? This is like what happened on yesterday's Amud. I said, "What did you guys learn?" And they told him, you know, "Yeah, man, when you're, where's the town of yours?" Until finally answered, "Amarlo nimnu v'gamar." Oh, today they voted. They came together and they figured to say Amunu Moav. The first Rashi comes and says, "What does it mean, Nimnu v'gamar? V'iskinu?" Oh, okay. Okay, let's first read inside. Amarlo nimnu v'gamar. Amunu Moav v'asin meiser ani b'shvias. That is, he said, you should take off Meiser Ani. We know Meiser Ani, the Shemitah cycle is 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5, 6, then 7. 1 and 2, you take off Meiser Sheni, and 3, it's Meiser Ani. 4 and 5, you take off Meiser Sheni, and then 6 is Meiser Ani. But here it says, Amonu Moav, Maaser Meiser Ani, you take off Meiser Ani, B'Shvias, even in the 7th year, you're going to take it off. Now, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nimru Goron V'Skinu She Yisrael, Hadrin be'ever yardin, Yisrael hadarin be'ever yardin, but meshekavshu misichon ve'og eretz amunumov. That if you have someone who's living in that area, me'asrin achshav meiser ani b'shvias shehein hayu zarin b'shvias, because they plant on shmita. Kedar mina lekamad. We're going to see shelo kitchu ole gola kedushas haaretz, because when the ole gola came from Bavel, they didn't go ahead and they weren't makdashit to be part of eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it doesn't have laws of Shemitah. Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar said to him, Yosi, Pshot yadecha, stick out your hand. He told him, stick out your hand, Pshot yadecha v'kabalei necha, and darken your eyes. Says Rashi, Hooksha be'einav, shenosan atar la'oso darish. It's going to be bad's going to happen to his eyes because he gave a crown to the person who darshan that. V'alomi yimos, I'm shikinis ha'gedolah, he said, takanazu. He's like, what are you talking about? This is from the old way. This is not a new takana. You're telling me a chiddush here. Pasha yada v'kibal einav. So what did he do? He listened to what Rebbe said. He stuck out his hand and darkened his eyes. And what happened was he actually became blind. Bacha Rebbe Eliezer v'amer. Rebbe Eliezer cried and he said, "So da shem li reav ubriso lahodiam." The secrets of Hashem is to those who fear Him, those who fear Him, ubriso is bris lahodiam, to inform them. Right, and that is that he's saying Rabbi Yossi's his friends here, they came to the same understanding as the as when we friends, you know, the Chachamim, they came to the same conclusion of the Anshei Kesef Gedola. Amru lo, so then he said to him, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Lech emor lehem, al tachush leminyan chem. Go back and tell them, you know, don't feel bad about the fact that you voted for this. Rashi says, al yehi lechem, shum chashash v'gimgum b'meh, sheminisem v'tikantem, sheri hiskamtem la'alacha. Like, it's okay, you know, that you voted to carry this out, because it worked out with what the halacha actually is. Kach mikublani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shisham Rabbi, he heard from Rabbi Zakkai, heard from his Rabbi, Rabbi Rabbo, and these Rabbi heard from his Rabbi, Helchus al Moshe Misinai, and this idea is like going back to Helchus al Moshe Misinai, that Amon u Moav, Ma'asir, Ma'iksir, Ani, Rishias. You take off Ma'iksir, Ani, on Shvias. It's not considered part of it, so you take off Ma'iksir, Ani, on Shvias. Matam, what's the reason why Amon u Moav, that they don't have to do Shemitah during Shemitah? Harbe Krachim Kapshu Olim Mitzrayim, because when they came up from Mitzrayim, they conquered many areas, right? This is coming into Eretz Yisrael. And those things became part of Eretz Yisrael, were considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Velo Kivshua Ole Bavel, but they weren't conquered, and Mukdash, were those who came up from Bavel, once they came back, you know, after being kicked out. Mipnei Shekdusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asad Lavo. Why is that? It's because the initial Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, during the first time they came up, was only sanctified for that time. Then that's why then all the laws of Eretz Yisrael apply to it. V'lo kitchel asad lava, but it wasn't sanctified for the future. Only if they re-sanctified later on did it take on the levels of Kedusha. V'inichom kedei sheyispach aleihem aniyim b'shvias. The reason I left it there is in order that the aniyim should have what they eat on Shemitah. They can go over there and people would plant there, they can go there, then they can get leket shechel and peah and have what to eat. Okay. Tana l'achashin is yash v'daito. After Eliezer calmed down from, you know, everything that happened there, how dare you say it in someone else's name, not in their name? Amar said, Yiru atzon sheyachsu eine Yossi l'mkoman. It should be that Yossi's eyes should go back to their place, v'chazu, and he went back and he got his vision again. Baruch Hashem tanu rabbanan. Zok te'ele gemara. Ezu shaita. Right, we were talking about in the Mishnah originally, we said that Chir Shota V'katan is pater from all mitzvahs. Well, they don't have to be all of the regal. Rashi says, Ezu Shota Omer B'chol Makom Shepater Minus. This is in every place. Pater from mitzvahs. So Mina Onesh and from Onesh. Ve'in Kinyonu. Kinyon, he makes a kinyon. Not called a kinyon. Ve'im Memkar Memkar. He tries to sell something. It's not going to be a good sale. Ezu Shota Yotzi Yechidi B'layla. This is someone who goes out alone at night. He goes out by himself at night. Va'alon V'vesekvar. Someone goes and sleeps in a cemetery. Rashi says, B'layla. A Mekreas Ksu. Someone goes and he rips his clothing. Itmar Rav Huna Amar Achi Kula Mevasachas. He says, you got to do all three of those. If you don't do all three of those, you're not called crazy. You're not called a shaita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, hold that thought, because you're going to come back to Rav Huna at the end of this amud, or going to the next amud. So Rav Huna says, you got to do all three. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu be'achas mehen. Even if only one of them still is called a shota, it's called crazy. Hechi dam, what's the case? He David lehu derech shtos, if he did it in a way of shtos. Like, you see the guy's doing something in a crazy way. Afilu be'achas nami. And even if he did only one thing, he's going to be considered crazy. He the law of it, but he didn't do it way of shtos, and if you kula nami low, then even if all three, one second, they do the right either of the lushto, did in a crazy way, then even one he should be considered crazy. Either law of the lushtos, if he didn't do the lushtos, and if you kula nami low, then if he did all three, he should not be considered crazy. And for the gemara, liolam de ka'avid lehu derech shtos. Really, he did it derech shtos. Vehalan. He really did the derech shtos. Says Rashi, "Afilu hachi lo mechaskinan lei bechada." We're not going to consider him crazy, but do only one of them. Dayotzi chida b'layla, because let's say he went out by himself at night. Emer gandrifas achde. Maybe he got hit with gandrifas. Was it a type of disease? Rashi says, "Ani shamati choli ochis mitoch da daiga." It comes from when a person's really worried. He's really fearful. He's in a state of worry. V'lini rosh and nischamim gufo. He got hot. V'yotzi lemakom avir. He went out for a little bit, for a little breather, because it's just hot. So really, we could say he did all three. The kavod derech, the hu derech shtos. V'alan mebeis hakvaros. Still, you're not considered crazy to do all three of them, because maybe you can explain them away. One of them is slept in a base of kvaros and in a cemetery. Emer kadesh tishra lav ruach tuma who the kavod. He did in order to have ruach tuma come on him. Rashi says ruach shedim shisayu leos mechashiv. He wants to become like a do kishuf, vayotz to do witchcraft, become a sorcerer. Vayotz yichidi belayla. So when a night alone, emer gandrifas achti. Maybe get hit by gandrifas, which we explained is either because he was really worried and it's up a sickness of worry, or and therefore he had to walk outside for some reason, or maybe it's because he had a fever, it was really hot, and then he went out for a walk. Someone rips his clothing. This guy's like a space cadet. Therefore, he's walking along. He didn't even realize what he was doing when he did it. But if you do all three of them, then havalahu beep turn the thieves. Zalamav kamisha nugas shor chamor v'gamal. Like the case of you have an animal that goes and gores an ox, a donkey, and a camel. V'naseh muad lakul. It becomes a muad for all of them. Rashi explains the Gemara in Bava Kama, right top right corner over here. The Bava Kama, the Vlamed Zayin, v'naseh muad lakul. V'lo amrin an ache muad b'shlosh. He has to do three times with each one of them. The whole of Huad Bishlosha Nigihuse Bishlosha Minim ain't a makbid al minach echer. Right? So since he goes and did all the three in a row, he clearly didn't care about any which one of them. Afkan, Lobo Yishlosha Devram, Liad, Liado, Bavas Achas, Elakulan Mishum Shtos. Here also, it doesn't have to be that each one of them you have to hit so many times. If he did all three of them, then certainly he's called a Shaita. Papa. Remember what Rav Huna said, you have to do all three of them. So Sarah says, go Amara Papa. Ishmael le Rav Huna had the tiny. If you would have heard the following braisa, Eze Ushota Zema Abid Kol Mashinosinlo, it's someone who destroys everything you give to him. Have a hard time, who was backed off of his approach to say you have to have all three of them. Yibai Lu Frakta Gemara. Kiavahadabe, when Rav Huna, you want to say he would have reversed his opinion based off what we're saying now, right? Rashi says, Ishmiel lehad etanya demashma v'davar echad b'chazikin osel b'shota havahadabi would have backed off and saying you need all three of them. Now, what are we talking about over here? Kihadar, is it mimikareya ksuso who to havahadabi? That if the person would have ripped his clothing, because that's similar to someone just destroying stuff, the damyalo, laha, adum mimikula havahadar. Maybe he would have reversed it in reference to all three of the cases. I will say the Rav Huna would have retracted in reference to the other cases also, because they're all taught together. And for the Gemara, Teku, good question, we don't know. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.